Our guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Liebach, and president of RML Trading. Bob, we had a really nice corn market going here today. Corn and beans both, actually.
Yep. There again, obviously weather market, and the story is going to be told here as we move forward on the planted acreage. You know, as time goes on, a lot of guesses out there. Looks like many believe that the USDA is too high on the planted acreage and the corn. Kind of stands to reason, too, with the percent that is done as a Monday, and if you take off what they originally were guessing at, it would seem to be true that they're too high. Soybeans, there again will be some acres going in regardless of the date here. You know, they'll plant probably into July as you go further south. And it still looks wet. There's a hint that some are talking, I think it must be private weather, people a little bit drier maybe in some of these areas, but the National Weather Service had wet areas for the I states into the two-week forecast, so time will tell on that. And in the wheat market, also, you know, falling into trouble there with get close to harvest and disease and that type of thing. And then worldwide, there's a few little issues being talked about. Canada, a little bit on the dry side. Russia having some issues in Australia. So nothing that really stands out alone, but combined, allowing for the markets to move up here a little bit.
Well, that's the thing. With this market the way it is, guys got to be take advantage, I guess, when you can.
Right. The July corn now closed over the prior high that we had here about 10 days ago at 438. So we'll be around 441 in the July and, bull spreading the front month leading. So, there again, you never know what comes into the market to scare it a little bit or whatever. But if these ideas that the acres are less than what the USDA is projecting, and then plus the yields are probably going to be less too as time goes on, the later varieties probably got planted. So, this will be the story here all summer long.
Yeah, I'm thinking the yield, that's going to be the big unknown here, the biggest wild card too, because nobody really knows how these new genetics are going to react to late planting and even soybeans.
Yep, and then there was also a report that China may start to limit some of their corn sales because their stocks were getting dwindling down. So, when the market decides to go one way or the other, whether it be bearish or bullish, it's funny how the news kind of feeds it. And something's bearish, it's just everything that comes out is bearish, and if the market turns around the other way, then it seems all of a sudden you start to tack on some stories that, give you an idea it could go higher. So time will tell.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I'm guessing higher corn market, higher bean market, kind of impacting this cattle market today, huh?
Yeah, once again, down about 47, kind of lack of demand, cash, prices, feeders down a buck and a half, also on the hogs mix, July down a buck. And technically, we're right above some of these recent lows here that maybe it looked like it could be a little bit of a basing pattern, so time will tell, and then some idea that, hopefully China will come in and be purchasing some more, but that disease that keeps getting talked about, but sure hasn't impacted the hog market to the upside here as of late.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Anything else we need to be aware of?
No, we're in a weather market, and the big acreage will be on the 28th. They'll try to guesstimate the acres, so we'll see what kind of adjustments they make since the report here that we had on Tuesday.
Bob Liebach at RML Trading.